No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/hailmary. That's hims.com/hailmary for your free online visit. hims.com/hailmary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of 4 chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Third hour is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Check them out at concreteindustries.com or at NEBCOinc.com. One of our favorite segments the last few months has been our Big Ten Power Rankings.
Guys, don't jack around with
this. We're not jacking around.
This is serious.
We're ready.
This is serious.
No, I'm ready.
Let's do this.
I paid attention.
Yeah, let's right, lock
should we,
in
should
on
we
this.
Intro it right now?
Yes. I love that. Woo!
Woo! A little forced. Not forced
not
at all.
Not forced.
Big Ten.
That was very forced.
Power rankings.
I've not gotten over the fact that now that is the Big Ten for the CBS. Because it was forever, it was the game of the week in the SEC. And then it just like, okay.
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Now, we have drama at number one again. It appeared to be obviously Ohio State when Indiana trailed, but they came back and won the football game against Penn State. Who is number one in the Big
Ten?
Going
1 through 6, right?
Yes.
Oh, we're going through, okay, 1 through 6.
Top down. Enough, yeah.
Top down, 1 through 6. Steve, your take?
I don't like recency bias. I don't like to get caught up in emotion. I kind of did when Indiana, you know, when Omar Cooper caught that ball, catch of the year, game of the year, throw of the year,
drive of the year.
They barely beat a team that's lost 6 straight in the Big Ten. What do you do with that?
I know you want to put the Buckeyes number one.
I know that's your deal.
Go ahead. For weeks now.
You had them number one last time. We had me and Jake had overruled you. What are you going
to
do with it?
They had to rally. They had to rally to beat a team that's lost 6 in a row in the Big Ten. It was all they could do. They're beat up now. They got 2 linemen down. They have a receiver, Sarrett, that was out. I don't know how you can put them number one right now.
So who do you go number one?
The Buckeyes.
Interesting.
I'm going Buckeyes also.
And I'm going Buckeyes too.
Whoa!
Yeah, I'll go. If they played right, here's what I'm going with. Okay. If they played right now in a neutral site, and Indiana is beat up. Now, I'm looking at this, though. They're 10-0, and they're playing this week, right? And Ohio State's 9-0. Yeah. And so they have a bye coming in here then, that means they have to have a bye coming up in the next couple of weeks, which they need desperately. They need to win this game against Wisconsin. Then somehow must have a bye before
they
play.
Indiana's off next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Well, I appreciate you guys.
That's what we do,
we'll
Steve.
Go
we're very professional.
We are professional. We talked it out.
Steve, are you okay with Indiana, too?
Yes.
Right now, I think you want them like 6. Right there, right now,
how
right
dare
now, you have
you.
Them right behind Illinois, who they beat by 50.
Number 2 is Indiana.
Hoosiers.
So we got Ohio State, Indiana. Okay, now 3. 3.
3's got to be Oregon still,
yeah,
right?
It has to be. There's no other way around it. Now it gets interesting, in my opinion.
Yeah, hold on.
Because in my opinion, it's got to be USC because they beat Michigan.
I think
you're
right.
Beat Iowa. So it's got to be. It's got to be the Trojans.
Yep, I think so.
They still have a path to the playoff, by the way. USC is not dead in the playoff conversation.
No.
Winning against Iowa would be very helpful this weekend.
Yeah, they need to be convincing.
They do.
I need USC to be convincing because they don't look. That game, I think Iowa is going to run it down their throat. I do.
Are you calling an Iowa win?
I don't know.
Six and a half point dogs?
But tell me why Iowa's not going to run it down their throat. You saw what Nebraska did, right? You saw that?
I did.
All right, five's Michigan.
Are you sure?
What do you think?
I mean, Iowa gets an L, but they did play good football against Oregon. But it was a loss. You got to be punished for that a little bit. Yeah. That's why I think Michigan's fine.
I can't say definitively Iowa would beat Michigan.
Who does Michigan have? Who's Michigan's defining win? Where's their win? They go, man, that was a win. That is that.
Help Jake get that.
Get that.
They'll play at Northwestern this week. That's not going to be a defining win.
Who have they beat to this point?
Don't Michigan's might be
Nebraska. They beat New Mexico, lost to Oklahoma. They beat Nebraska. That might be their defining win this year. They beat Washington 24-7.
Okay, no,
that's pretty good.
Those are two good wins.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
What else?
That's all they have for big wins. I mean, they beat Wisconsin, Michigan State, Purdue.
Yeah. I mean,
I think it's Michigan.
So what you're saying is Iowa or Michigan?
Or Illinois.
Who's Iowa's defining win, like good win where you raise your eyebrows when they lost to Iowa State, which is a...
They blew out Minnesota. That was not a great opponent, but they blew them out.
Can't use Minnesota.
They don't have a defining.
All right, point. Michigan.
Yeah, I go Michigan, but that Iowa lost. Like I said, it was a 1-point loss on a.
So Michigan five, Iowa six. Then
okay. Yeah. So Ohio State, Indiana, Oregon, USC, Michigan, Iowa.
Bottom up.
And okay, I feel good about the top
I feel
six.
Good. I feel good. I'm
now,
okay
there
with
could
that.
Be a change because Wisconsin was a comfortable 18th last week. They beat Washington, upset this week. Are they out of the cellar or not? They still 18th.
They're definitely out of the cellar.
Okay.
Purdue? I don't know.
It's Michigan State or Purdue?
I think it's Michigan State. I'm voting Michigan State dead last.
I can go with
I've seen Purdue play some respectable football. I've seen him play some. I'm going Michigan State dead last.
Jake?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'd have to say the stools, I think we're aligned enough on that.
Okay, Michigan
How about
State.
That, by the way? Contemplate that just for a second. Michigan State's the worst team.
Well, prior to it was Wisconsin.
Jeez.
Last week it was Wisconsin. And I don't know. Remember, Wisconsin won this game with 100-some yards of offense, and their punter was their leading passer.
They weren't exactly
and it wasn't like the longest throw. It was the most yards. He had 24 yards on one throw.
That's a scary thing that a program like Michigan State or Wisconsin, for that matter, could be dead last. That's scary.
Dead last.
So 17th Purdue then?
It's got to be Purdue. Okay.
And then 16, would you get? Is that where we slot Wisconsin? 16.
Yeah, because Maryland is struggling, but Maryland beat Wisconsin.
How is Wisconsin beating Washington ahead of a Penn State that hasn't won a game? Penn State lost to Northwestern at home. They went to UCLA and lost.
But wouldn't you pick Penn State over Wisconsin?
Who'd you take in that matchup?
But I know, but I'm just, I don't know.
Come on, who you taking? Straight up.
I would take Penn State in that game.
I mean I'd say convincingly.
Just go over Penn State's wins right now. They got three wins.
They beat Villanova.
They beat Nevada. Nothing. And what are they standing on? Don't we have to give Wisconsin a little bit of a bump for winning it against a ranked
FIU.
Team? And FIU, they got three wins. Read them out loud again.
Nevada, FIU, and Villanova. It's all
that's their three wins.
That's it. Now, but they almost beat Indiana. Do you get credit for almost beating Indiana?
No.
No credit?
All I'm saying is I'm going Penn State 16th. If you guys overrule me, I'm not going
to
throw a fit.
I can't. It's just hard for me.
You got to punish the record, though. You have to punish the record.
You've got to punish the record right now. Okay. I want to. Okay. Wisconsin beat a ranked team.
Okay.
Shouldn't have, but they did.
Gosh darn it.
I'm going Penn State.
I'll say this. I think Penn State would beat them straight up, but that's not how this goes now.
I think Penn State would
They have a chance to rebound. Penn State can rebound.
Yes, they play Michigan State.
They play Michigan State. They can get a big win.
So we're going to 16.
Penn State.
Likely moving up when they beat Michigan State.
I have a chance on that.
Okay.
Can they beat Michigan State?
So 15 is probably Wisconsin, right?
Well.
Maryland drilled.
No, Maryland did beat Wisconsin,
though.
Yeah,
drilled.
Yeah, it's Maryland beat them head-to-head, so it's got to be.
Wisconsin's 15, Maryland's 15.
Oh, hang on.
No, Maryland's 15.
Maryland's 15.
Yeah, my bad.
Maryland's 14.
Yeah, my bad.
Hang on. How many is that?
That's
one,
five.
Two, three, four, you need
one
more. Uh-oh, now it's where it gets dicey. Not really. Not really. It's not dicey at all. It's got to be Rutgers. I don't think it's even close,
it's
right?
Yep, Rutgers is 13. With the win.
Where's UCLA then?
Probably. Well, we'll get to them, but we're going back to seven. Don't rush UCLA.
Do not rush. Let's go back to the
Bruins.
Top.
Okay.
So, well, first of all, Jake, give us a slight update. Just tell people where we're at now, the top six and bottom
six. Okay, so update as of now. The top six was in order. Ohio State.
Yes.
Indiana. Oregon. USC at four. Michigan at five. And Iowa at six. Now, bottom up, we did our bottom six. Michigan State's at 18. Purdue at 17. Penn State at 16. Wisconsin, 15. Maryland, 14. And Rutgers at 13.
Which it has to be because Rutgers just beat Maryland. That's perfect. Okay, now we're going back to seven. Now we're going to get super dicey.
Illinois, 7.
100.
Yeah.
100.
Yeah.
Illinois, 7.
Couldn't be better than that. 7. Now.
I think you got to go 8, Minnesota.
Yeah. They beat, yeah.
They have to be ahead of Nebraska.
Yeah, they have to
be ahead of Nebraska.
Unfortunately.
And Nebraska's at 9 then?
Yes.
Okay. Minnesota,
hang on
8.
Now. Let's do some thinking here all the way through.
Yeah, we can't forget Washington.
They're right next, 10. That's a terrible loss. I mean.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was a terrible loss.
They should drop far from that. That is horrible.
Agreed. That's a terrible loss.
So we're going to go Nebraska 9, Washington 10?
Yes.
Okay. They dropped 5 spots.
Hang on here.
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yes, I agree with that. I got to think of, okay.
11? So now,
we need two more. We need to place Northwestern, and we need...
Well, Northwestern beat UCLA. So it's got to be Northwestern.
Northwestern, 11.
Yep.
And then UCLA, 12.
Yeah, we got it. We nailed it again.
UCLA kind of has... I don't see UCLA as being 12th, but I don't know where else they... Do you see UCLA as being the 12th out of 18?
That seems high.
That seems really high for me. Well, but I guess when the bottom is like when the bottom is what the bottom is, yeah.
I mean, to defend it, they beat Michigan State, the worst team, by 25.
Yes.
Okay. They have a win. Who else? They beat Penn State.
They did.
They beat Maryland. Yes. I think we're okay.
Yeah.
I think we're okay.
Just shocking. That tells you that the bottom half of this of the Big Ten is not good.
Right.
That tells you
that's
bottom
the
half.
TV ratings
that's
reflect
what the TV
that.
Reflect yes. that. TV ratings are like, whoa,
right,
not
Sip,
good.
Tell us the people what the rankings
on.
Are.
Hang on. Simple. Hang on. Timeout. We're going to do the rankings. Steve, go ahead.
You need a comment
go
here?
Go slow, please. Yes. And everyone jump in.
One, wait. Ohio State.
Dot the I.
Two, Indiana.
Hoosiers.
Google me.
Google
three,
me.
Three, Oregon.
Quack, quack.
Four, USC.
Fight on.
Michigan, five.
Hail to the victors.
Good job. Six, Iowa.
Let's go, Hawks.
Let's go, Hawks.
Let's go, Hawks. Let's go, Hawks.
Seven, Illinois.
Abe Lincoln.
Good one.
Good job. Good. I'm panicking a little bit.
No, that's good. Nebraska, nine.
No, 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 no. You missed
oh,
one.
Oh, eight, Minnesota.
Minnesota. 10,000 lakes.
Ski yes. Ma.
Ski you Ma.
Nine, Nebraska.
Go Big Red.
Go Big Red.
GBR.
GBR. 10, Washington.
The Palouse.
Yes, have some coffee.
That's Washington State. That's not the right
no,
tune.
No,
that's
no,
Washington
no, it's
State.
Not the right thing
it's
at
not
all.
Not the right thing at all.
Space Needle.
Yeah,
Space Needle. Thank you, Jake.
11, Northwestern.
Soccer field yeah. on the lake.
Soccer field on the lake.
Yes.
12, UCLA.
John Wooden.
SoFi.
Yeah, okay. 13, Rutgers. Hellhole. 14, Maryland.
Crab cakes.
Crab cakes.
Nice.
15, Wisconsin.
Spotted cow.
Spotted cow. Yeah, go dairy.
16, Penn State.
Joe Pa.
Joe Pa. 17, Purdue.
Big drum.
Boiler up.
Boiler up.
18, Michigan State.
Izzo.
I don't know.
Judge Heathcote.
Heathcote, yes. Magic.
Yeah, Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson.
All right, there you go.
There's our rankings this
wow,
week. I feel
not,
pretty good about
not,
that.
I think we did good.
I feel really solid about it.
I appreciate
it.
Your guys' professionalism. The Buckeyes are back where they belong.
I think
they
our
are.
Biggest drama was Penn State's placement on here. That's
they
it.
Just had
that's
to,
it.
The O record had to be, and Wisconsin had to get some credit for winning versus a ranked team. And then the worst loss ever is Washington to
wow.
lose that
wow.
game.
Wow.
Remember Washington went to Rutgers and lost last year? It's
yes.
like whatever they're doing on the road.
Hey, but isn't that something that we talk about a lot? That's just tough. It gets tough. Now you're in November and you're okay.
Well, just
guys,
remember
we're going
last
to
year.
Madison.
What was the last year the score with them in Oregon? 14-7. Remember that at Wisconsin is 14-7
yes.
Ducks.
Yep.
It was
like something like
low
that.
Scoring game.
Low yeah. scoring game.
Might have been 14-10.
Yeah,
but
yeah. it was. Yeah, it was. I may have been. But anyway, the point being is things could get weird. Can get really weird. I think. Is it who's Northwestern playing? They got
Michigan.
Michigan.
And
this
I think
week,
this,
yep.
and I think it's at Wrigley Field, and it doesn't look like it's not. Imagine the excitement. There's none. Okay, we're gonna.
Don't
okay,
say
we're
that.
Gonna
Are
play.
You sure?
No. Imagine we're going to Wrigley to watch the game. It's really awkward for anyone to even see the game, and it's gonna be
that game is at Wrigley Field.
It's
correct.
Gonna be Wrigley. Yep. The only thing going for it right now is I think it's gonna be kind of a decent weather day. If it's not a bad day. Where it could just be horrible. Cool. And the footing will be terrible.
Yeah, 58 degrees the temperature for that day.
Yeah, and the footing will be terrible. The grass will be terrible. People will be sliding all over the place. Michigan will win the game 29-12, something like that. Never really be a game, and it'll be over in about 2.5 hours. No excitement whatsoever.
I'm more excited about that than you are.
I have zero.
Northwestern's having a decent year.
The schedule this week in the Big Ten is horrific.
It's bad.
It is. It is.
I'm pushing back a little bit on this. USC Iowa's a good
yeah,
game.
Yeah, we gave
okay,
it the one. That's one.
One.
There's one. There's like seven.
This is how bad it is.
Go through it again. I read it off already, and you're saying it looks. You're like, I'm pushing back. It's not like a good schedule.
This is
Michigan,
how bad. Northwestern at
this is how bad it is.
Okay.
The night game of the week is Ohio State against UCLA.
And not the good. Buckeyes are 31.5-point
favorites. And that's the game of the week.
Where's that game at?
That's at Ohio State.
It's Ohio State. Okay.
Yeah.
And
not that it matters.
The Penn State at Michigan State, that's CBS.
CBS, that they chose, that's the game of the week.
It's not a good game.
They went Penn State, Michigan State.
That's 3-6.
Two teams with no wins in the league.
3-6 versus 3-6.
And they're on at
2:30.
They're on at 2:30.
Why are they on at 2:30?
You've got Nestler and Danielson at that game.
That's just doing the game.
Why is
they're going to have this music for that, for that game coming out. For Michigan State, Penn State.
Imagine Nestler. What? They're used to doing Georgia against Alabama or something, and they've got Michigan State, Penn State. What do you even talk about?
Does Petitti call them honestly and say, "Hey guys, I know this is not ideal. Just
give me
all you got, please."
Yeah, you have to. Doesn't somebody
have to almost say something to him like, "I know this is not ideal."
They do not have. There's no games to watch.
You're right. I can't push back that hard.
What is Iowa? Iowa's on Fox. Iowa's on Iowa. USC is on Fox.
It's at 2:30.
That's not Foxin', is it?
Well, it's on at 2:30.
Let me get the station.
That's why it wouldn't be Fox, would it?
Come on, getting pulled up here. Don't know what channel it's. That's not CBS though.
What do you think it's on?
ESPN does not show what channel it's on.
Gosh darn it! This is not good radio, Jake.
Breakers, what channel is Iowa USC on? Well, that wouldn't be Fox at 2:30. It's not their time slot.
Well, who's the Fox? Who's the big
noon? Fox? Is Michigan and Northwestern.
Michigan, Northwestern,
right?
And Wrigley.
That's
big
game.
Noon. Think about that
that's
one.
That's their game.
Okay, think about that network? One, Steve. Think about that one.
What network is USC and Iowa on?
It's not showing me on the app here.
Is it on the CW? I hope it's on the CW.
Probably on Peacock somehow.
Might be.
It's Big Ten Network.
Big Ten.
2:30 p.m.
Okay, hang on a sec. So, did CBS have the choice for that game or not?
Yeah, how could they have?
No way CBS chose Michigan State, Penn State over Iowa USC.
BTN
right?
Might have a trump card on one.
Somehow
week.
They must have
on
it
one
for
week,
a week.
I think they do.
Oh, that is sad for the country.
We need to know this information because no one's watching that game. Big Ten Network. People don't get the Big Ten Network. So
we have Iowa USC on BTN and Michigan State, Penn State. With the
Fox
major call on CBS.
Northwestern.
That's a joke.
I'm double checking.
You messed up this week, TV networks. You messed up bad.
It's definitely BTN.
Messed up bad. That's terrible.
What's the CW have this week? Do we know our TNT?
I'll find it real quick. Yeah. They usually have ACC games in that for some reason.
Yeah.
Maybe ACC games.
There's some good stuff.
So USC Iowa will be fascinating, right?
Yes.
Because Iowa should be able to ram it right down their throats, right?
Nebraska needs Iowa to win this game. They need Iowa to win. You wouldn't try to get Iowa ranked again to have a chance for a ranked win. If they lose, they're not ranked.
for the second straight week, you can catch Bill Belichick on the CW network. They play at Wake Forest.
Oh, that's a great
They're
one.
Fighting for a bowl game. They're 4-5 now.
Wow.
Belichick has been on the CW two straight weeks.
So he's kind of starting to turn it around quietly.
Yeah, but look, hang on. Just go through their wins. Just give me their five wins. Four wins.
Carolina beat Stanford 20-15. Stanford's horrific.
Horrific.
Syracuse has been a dead fish since their quarterback.
They're horrific.
Beat them 27-10. They beat Richmond 41-6 and Charlotte 20-3. That's their wins
this year. Richmond and Charlotte, they're terrible. So their wins, they have beaten nobody. They're going
to
somehow.
They're starting to flex. Oh, man.
Really?
Carolina's chances of bowl game. They'll play Wake Forest this week on the road. 6.5-point dogs to Wake Forest. Then they will host Duke, who's playing for the ACC title game.
Yeah, so that's a big thing for Duke. Has to win. It's a must win for Duke.
And then we got rivalry at the end of the season at NC State for Dave Doran. Big win over Virginia.
They have a chance to get to a bowl.
That's not a daunting.
That's not an easy schedule, but not daunting either.
Chance. It's not like, how do we play this thing? What do we do? Would it be
quietly moving into bowl consideration.
Quietly is the key.
The CW Fox Network. Is going to do Michigan Northwestern. Also, we didn't factor in, we were arguing on the Michigan, that we also didn't factor in that they're the best, arguably one of the best running backs in the country is out for the year.
Jordan Marshall's not bad, the backup,
not
though.
Not bad.
They got a good backup.
Do not forget, Bill, there is a second game on the CW Network. Late game, 9 p.m.
Who's that?
You can catch at 9 p.m. on Saturday. Louisiana Tech at Washington State on the CW Network.
I'll watch that.
That just seems unnecessary to me.
But you don't remember, when me and Steve grew up, there's a lot of times that there was no night games. None. I mean, if Michigan played CW. Notre Dame, it was a big deal for a night game.
Why is the CW doing football?
Yeah, big deal.
But listen, to address the Michigan-Iowa situation, we were very sturdy with the top four, Ohio State, Indiana, Oregon, USC. I'm fine with Michigan ahead of Iowa. Michigan 5, Iowa 6.
I'm not going to lose my mind,
no,
Steve.
No, I don't think you can. I just don't think you can.
We really nailed it again.
Yeah.
I wonder if the Big Ten, do you think the Big Ten Network is listening to us? Do you think any of those guys are listening to us at all?
I don't know.
I hope so.
DiNardo. I think DiNardo's listening to us. Hey,
taking our intel.
Hey, guys, cut that clip of...
DiNardo's become kind of a public enemy number one for Nebraska fans. It's kind of earned. He's not a fan of what's going on here, for whatever reason.
I guess you would. What would the reason be that they're ranked ninth right now?
Oh, the reason being because of he's a line guy, and he doesn't like the way they approach their offensive line stuff. So,
For what it's worth, when you start looking at the bottom end of it, when you go all the way up, that Rutgers is 13th.
Yeah.
When Rutgers, and UCLA is
12th.
Northwestern the bottom half, the bottom eight teams are like, wow.
Yeah, the cutoff is, the bottom eight, you're right. The cutoff's 10. Washington at 10.
Yeah.
Then there's a big drop.
Yeah, absolutely.
The next is not good.
Right.
Gosh. Not a deep conference this year.
No, I mean, like Bill said, the final eight?
And then would you have any qualms at all about playing Minnesota again? No, you'd love to play.
I want a rematch against them.
I can't believe. I mean, the fact right now, I've got PJ Fleck Coach of the Year.
What?
I got PJ Fleck Coach of the Year in the Big Ten.
Do you?
That team, that roster, that's not a good team.
I'll take Google Me Coach of the Year.
I'll take Google Me over.
When we come back, another firing. I'll tell you who it is next. An early break on the ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.